I guess you wonder why I called you here. I'm just looking at it.
This is the
reporting
section. Do you want
to
ask a question?
Can't shoot.
Elvis?
Yes, sir.
I want to kick it off and apologize to you for the first question, but everybody wants to know how is your love life?
Well, it's hasn't progressed any. It's about like it was. Nothing serious. I'll let you know when anything comes up. Couldn't hide it anyway.
Do you think your career may make you wind up being a bachelor at 70?
It's hard to say, really. I wouldn't think so. It's just that I'm not ready for marriage yet, that's all. And until I am, I'm not gonna attempt it. But it wouldn't be because of a career. It's just that I'm not ready for it, and I haven't found anybody that I care that much about, really.
Do you have a personal faith
in
music that's changed from rock and roll to what we call a little more commercial
better music? No, it hasn't changed. I've always liked all kinds of music. I mean, I don't just like rock and roll. I appreciate all types of music, really. But I have to do what I can do best. And, I do the rock stuff. Nobody knows. Well, I got another picture starting at about the 25th of March.
What type of picture?
It's a kind of a drama. It's called Blue Hawaiian. That's all I know about it right now.
What is your favorite record?
I think that my favorite record of the ones I've recorded is Now or Never. Simply, it sold more than anything else. Next to Don't Be Cruel. Don't Be Cruel is still my biggest seller up to date. It sold now I never won a little over 4 million, I think.
How many is Don't Be Cruel sold?
Around 6 million. Next. I wouldn't know really. I think that includes everything, all the albums, all everything combined. Right, all from it. But I don't. Sir? I don't know anything about it setting any kind of record. Well, I would like to play a dramatic role, but I don't, I'm not ready for that either, really. I haven't had enough experience in acting. And again, until I'm ready for it, it would be foolish to undertake something very dramatic.
What about your musical,
Well, probably so. I mean, actually, it's left up to the studio mostly. But you can rest assured that it'll be music in almost all of them. It has to be.
When will Wild in the Country?
May or June.
Elvis, have you
built
out the income tax?
I think my accountant has, Mr. Fisher. He takes care of that.
Have you even had a case that you went into Naomi?
No, ma'am.
You came back, you even started the best food that you did before?
I still eat pretty much the same thing. Kind of got used to it. It's hard to change over now.
What record are you playing?
I haven't made it yet. I haven't recorded yet, no. I couldn't tell you.
They haven't released the soundtrack from Flaming Star either on the EP or on the singles.
I don't know. I think they felt that it wasn't quite commercial enough to release the public. I don't know, really. That slipped up to RCA Victor.
Elders, are you going to move to Hollywood eventually, or are you going to stay here?
No, sir. I'll stay here. I've got a house. I've got a house leased out there, but it'd be back and forth, really. But I'll always keep a home here as long as I can.
Well,
I still practice it quite a bit.
Any other?
No, sir, nothing new's come on. I don't have much time, really.
In your own personal pleasure, changed at all in the last few years. Still skating and doing that sort of thing as much. Just going down a little bit on that practice.
Well, we still skate a little. Break boards. Things like
never
that. No, ma'am, never tried ice skating. But I still do pretty much the same thing. I don't do it as much. Because since I've been out of the Army, I haven't had much time. You know, I've been pretty busy. Been going from picture to picture.
Now, you didn't have this place on the lake, or as your father has. Can you spend any time there?
Well, I'd like to. We're thinking about either building a little cabin up there or getting a house trailer. One of the two. I'm not sure which one yet.
Which one of your movies do you think you did the best job of acting?
King Creole, I think.
What?
King Creole.
Elvis, why aren't you on TV more?
What am I hitting you? Well, because of the movie contracts that I have, I'm pretty well tied up in movies right now, and too much television kind of hurts movies a little bit.
Do you like personal appearances, movie, or TV
best? Well, I like personal appearances best. Although I don't know about today because I haven't been on stage in a little over 3 years. I've almost forgotten a lot of the words to the songs I used to do. And I haven't had much of a chance to rehearse with the band. Right, we're doing a benefit for the Battleship Arizona.
You haven't been on the stage in 3 years, are you a little bit nervous?
Yes, sir. I don't mind admitting I am. when I did that Frank Sinatra show in Florida, I was nervous. I was petrified. I was scared stiff.
When you released your first record, did you think you would have such a successful career as you had?
No, I don't think anybody did we, Mr. Phillips? I don't think so. No, nobody had any idea, really.
Did the Frank Sinatra get back to that? Did those people on Frank Sinatra production, did they give you an ample opportunity to perform that evening?
Oh, yeah, sure. But the moving and the shaking I'd done on that show wasn't from music. It was from being scared. But they gave me plenty of time, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That was very nice. Well, it'd been all right with me if I just walked out and walked off. Is there anything else I can't answer? I don't eat many cheeseburgers anymore.
Do you smoke yet?
No, sir.
Don't smoke?
Smoke a cigar every once in a while.
How about you drink?
No. No.
Thank you.
excuse me, cigar. That's very unusual.
How long will you be in London?
I'll be leaving sometime around the 18th of March, Mr. Johnson, as far as I know.
How many gold records have you received in all?
I've got 34.
34.
Yeah, it makes me and the government very happy. Well, it definitely is, but I don't like to press my luck too far. I don't like to take chances, you know. As long as I'm doing okay now, I don't want to, I mean, why change it, you know, until I got reason to change it. If what I'm doing now, if it doesn't go over anymore, then I'll have to change and do something. But,
are your heart pleased?
Not especially because I don't know that much about clothes. It doesn't make a difference, really.
However, you have become a little bit more conservative.
Well, yeah. You get a little older, you know. That's like the sideburns. They were okay for a while, but you outgrow it.
Mess them?
Sideburns?
Yeah.
Not especially, no. The Army took care of those. If I answer that, I lose a lot of friends.
How about the river by Nancy Sharp?
Around you anywhere? No, I don't know. It was just one of those deals, you know. I just dated her for a few times. It's kind of funny. You go out with a girl and a couple times, and it's a big romance, you know. They had me married a couple times. Right? I was down on Wilshire Boulevard one night, and some people. I was in the lobby of the theater. Some people said, "I thought you were in Mexico City on your honeymoon." And I come to find out that it was in a Mexican paper that I was eloped and was coming there to get married. And they had a hotel suite reserved and all that stuff. Now you know the girl I was supposed to be married to. Things like that happen.
Calvin, most young people have superstitions.
Well, I'm pretty superstitious. About certain. You talking about black cats, things like that? No, just little things like breaking mirrors, things like that. Photographers. Who said that? You're lying. Well, yeah. I mean, I see her quite a bit, but it's nothing. It's nothing really serious. I see a lot of people quite a bit. These photographers are taking pictures of each other now.
Do you do much thinking ahead?
Quite a bit.
What do you think your place in the entertainment world 10 years from
now? Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Johnson, I wouldn't say, because the entertainment world is so unpredictable. And people change and times change. It would be hard to say, really. I wouldn't try to answer that, because the only thing I can say is that I'm trying to make it acting, you know. I mean, it takes a long time, a lot of work, a lot of experience. But I'm trying to make it that way. And if I can get established that way, I'm okay. But I don't know how long the music, the music end of it will last. I don't know how long I'll last. I got no idea, really.
Now, you only have two persons that are playing.
Right.
You plan to go barnstorming again?
Well, the colonel could probably answer that better than I. There's nothing planned right now. I know that eventually we've got to do a European tour to all these countries like that presented these awards and things, you know. But I don't know exactly. Are we going to be doing any? He said that. I didn't say it.
What's your weight now, Elvis?
180.
What were you when you came out 5 years ago?
175 when I came out. I gained about 5 pounds.
Elvis, you did such a thing to get out of
the government won't let me take my money and get away from it all. No, I enjoy it. Anytime I want to be alone, I can be, you know. But these are the type of things that you take advantage of while they last. You know, you take advantage of it because you may not have it later, and you'll miss it, you know. You'll miss the people, you'll miss all the razzle-dazzle and so forth. Well, I have a pretty good time. And so forth.
Always be like home and back to Memphis.
Yes, sir, it does.
Good.
It sure does. That's one reason that I'll keep a home here, because I like California. I like to work there. When the picture's over, I look forward to getting out of there and coming back home. And also, I'm right near Tupelo. I know a lot of people down there. The same old crowd that I was raised up with still live there in the same house. I was down there about 3 weeks ago. And the wind had blown the sign down. With that youth center being built, they got a big sign up. The wind had blown it down. We tried to put it back up, but it fell on us. There was three of us trying try to lift it back up. The sign fell on us.
Did you anticipate
the youth center? I couldn't tell you. It's going to take a lot of money. But it will be eventually. I couldn't say when. Well, we got a couple of little mules. He's still there. No. What? That was Frank Sinatra's dog. She's giving me answers up. No.
How many cars you got, Elvis?
I have four.
Four.
Two of them are. Two of them are new. Two of them are. One of them, the pink car, was the one that my mother liked, you know, above all. So that's why I kept it. Another one,
Cadillac.
Yes, sir. It's the first one I ever owned.
Do you like sports cars?
No, sir. Not especially. I had one in Germany, and they can get you in a lot of trouble. Especially if you're in the Army. Run out of tape.
How many songs are you going to sing this afternoon?
I believe around 20. So. Yes. I just do the biggest ones, you know. The older ones and the if I can remember the words to them.
What's been your greatest dream on the children?
Well, it's hard to say. I've had quite a few things happen, but I can't name any one instant that stands out, really. I want to imagine when I got the first gold record. Because that's something I never thought would ever happen.
What was it?
Heartbreak Hotel.
Yes, sir.
All you photographers that work for free, get a picture. Come on. RCA. Come on. We get a picture of all these RCA people that's paying us every month. The whole family. Yeah.
Sal.
What's that?
Headstand.
Hello. Everybody with RCA. That fella from Capitol Records, not in this group. Come on behind it, fella.
He's here representing J.E. Maxine.
And the Browns. Get ready for the picture, please. Got to make the pitch. We haven't seen it. That's the last hole that we have with Box on the other end. George is a little late, but Mr. Lesbos says he's going to give us a refund.